From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, you'll hear a message from God's Word brought by Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his studies on the subject of prayer, Dr. Cairns is examining the second petition of the Lord's Prayer, Thy Kingdom Come. In his first message on this petition, Dr. Cairns explained that the kingdom to which Christ is referring is not God's rule over his creation. That is an established fact, something for which we do not need to pray. Rather, this is the kingdom of grace, that rule which Christ exercises in the hearts of those who have acknowledged Him as their Lord and Savior. As we've already seen, this kingdom is personal, present, and powerful. Believers in Christ are now part of that kingdom in which the Savior reigns in His sovereign power. As he continues to examine the implications of this petition, Dr. Cairns says that it embodies a prayer for salvation. It is vital that each person seek to enter this kingdom by personally receiving Christ as Savior. Dr. Cairns will continue the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to words from Faith's Checkbook, a devotional collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher, C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is called The Reason for Singing. The text is Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. What a word is this! Jehovah God in the center of his people, in all the majesty of his power. This presence alone suffices to inspire us with peace and hope. Treasures of boundless might are stored in our Jehovah, and He dwells in His church. Therefore may His people shout for joy. We not only have His presence, but He is engaged upon His choice work of salvation. He will save. He is always saving. He takes His name of Jesus from it. Let us not fear any danger. For He is mighty to save. Nor is this all. He abides evermore the same. He loves. He finds rest in loving. He will not cease to love. His love gives Him joy. He even finds a theme for song in His beloved. This is exceedingly wonderful. When God wrought creation, He did not sing, but simply said, "It is very good." But when He came to redemption, then the sacred Trinity felt a joy to be expressed in song. Think of it and be astonished. Jehovah Jesus sings a marriage song over His chosen bride. She is to Him His love, His joy, His rest, His song. O Lord Jesus, by Thine immeasurable love to us, teach us to love Thee, to rejoice in Thee, and to sing unto Thee our life psalm. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
before we can understand what we mean when we pray, Thy kingdom come, we must understand what the Scripture means by Thy kingdom. We took some time to look at that because it is a very simple sounding term, but it's a very complex term. And it's a term that appears in both Testaments, but preeminently in the New Testament, and it has many, many aspects to it. When the Scripture speaks of the kingdom as it's related to God, it speaks of a kingdom of government, His universal sovereignty over heaven, earth, and hell, at all times, under all circumstances. And obviously, that is not the kingdom of which the Lord Jesus is speaking when He says, you should pray, Thy kingdom come. That kingdom is not coming. That kingdom is. And you could no more pray that God would be sovereign than you could pray that God would be. God is. And because He is sovereign. He cannot be anything else but sovereign. We may pray that men would recognize that sovereignty and in repentance and faith embrace that sovereignty. But we cannot pray that that sovereign rule and kingdom of God would come, for it is always in existence, and that kingdom ruleth over all. Obviously, it's a much more specialized use of the term that the Lord Jesus has in mind, and I took some time to trace how the Scriptures speak of the kingdom of His grace. And we certainly may pray that that would come. And then that issues into the kingdom of His glory. And we also should pray that that would come. When we combine those ideas, we came to the conclusion that the kingdom of God, first of all, is personal. It is equivalent to entering into life, according to the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 19. It's personal. The kingdom of God starts, as far as we are concerned when we pray this prayer, in our own heart and experience. Then it is present. The Lord Jesus said, the kingdom is in the midst of you, in Luke 17, verse 21. He said in Matthew 12, if I by the finger or hand of God cast out devils, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. So it is already present. That same verse in Matthew 12, 28 shows that it is a very powerful kingdom, because it is a kingdom that comes by the destruction of satanic forces, by the casting out of the devil and all his powers. Jesus says, I, by the finger of God, cast out devils. That's the great proof of the presence of this mighty kingdom. It is the destruction of satanic power. And of course, it is prophetic. It is yet to come. It's here, but yet it's coming. In other words, it has not yet been manifested in its full development. There are yet stages and ages to come in the development of the kingdom of God and of heaven. There are some folk who want us to believe there is only one age to come. But the Scriptures speak of the ages that are to come. And being a good old-fashioned historic premillennialist, I believe there is a millennial age in which Christ will reign. And there is, of course, the eternal age in which in the new heaven and the new earth, God's kingdom will be absolute in its grace and in its glory. Daniel 7 we looked at in those connections. Now, that's the background. The Lord Jesus expects us to grasp those things as we pray now, Thy kingdom come. Because these are the things that enable us to approach the text and understand what we're praying. Now, what do we mean, therefore, when we pray, Thy kingdom come? Well, obviously, this is something we're asking of our Father in heaven. What we're asking Him is that He would advance the reign of His grace through the Lord Jesus Christ in us and in the world. And then that He would hasten the final establishment of Christ's reign in glory. Now, this is what we're praying for. Father, Thy kingdom come. Advance the reign of grace through Christ in us and in the world. And then hasten the glorious final establishment of Christ's mighty reign. Now, it's easy to say that. But what I want to do is take five aspects of this one petition. What do I mean specifically when I'm asking God to advance the reign of grace through Christ in us and in the world and hasten the glorious kingdom of His Son? First of all, this prayer means, let me enter into life by Jesus Christ. Remember what we saw in Matthew 19, the Lord Jesus there is dealing with the man we call the rich young ruler. Verse 16 says, Behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt enter into life. Notice what this is all about. Having eternal life. Entering into life. The rich young ruler heard what the Savior had to say, which was, Go sell all that you have and give to the poor and come and follow me. And he turned away, he went away, very sorrowful because he had great possessions. And this is what the Savior said, Verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. Again, he said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, that reply will tell you many things. First of all, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God are two descriptions of the same kingdom. The old dispensational notion that they are different things is altogether without warrant in Scripture. Secondly, it shows you, and this is very important, when Jesus said to the rich young ruler, I'm talking to you about entering into life. He was talking about entering into the kingdom. Therefore, when a man comes to the Lord Jesus, or through him to the Father, and he says, Thy kingdom come. He's praying individually and personally. And first and foremost, there is the place or the petition, Lord, I strongly, honestly, earnestly desire a place in your kingdom. I want to enter into life by repentance, by faith in Jesus Christ, on God's terms. Underline that. For that's the essence of entering the kingdom. On God's terms. Set forth in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The rich young ruler was intensely sincere in seeking a place in the kingdom. The rich young ruler was excellent in his morals. He could look the Son of God in the face, and as much as any man on earth could possibly say concerning the commandments of God, I have kept these from my youth up. He could do that. Sincere, moral, religious, interested in having a place in eternal life, a place in the kingdom of God. And yet, he turned away, still outside the kingdom, still outside of life, sincerely, religiously, morally, on his way to hell. And what was the problem? The problem was the problem that so many people today still have. And that is an unwillingness to come under the rule of Jesus Christ. A willingness to have life. A desire to have a place in God's kingdom, but on his own terms. An unwillingness to have Christ as Lord and King of his life. If ever you want an insight into what is foolishly called the Lordship Salvation controversy, this is the passage to turn to, or at least it is one key passage to turn to. If ever a man could have said, I will have Christ as my Savior, but I don't want him as my Lord, that man was the rich young ruler. And if he had been in most fundamental churches today, he would have been welcomed and baptized and brought into the church, still on his way to hell, as a man who had Christ as his Savior, but he simply didn't acknowledge him as Lord. And you can't do it. If you're going to pray, Thy kingdom come, it starts in your own heart. It is hypocritical to pray, Thy kingdom come in the world, when I don't want it in my own heart. And to want it in your own heart, to desire it in your own soul, is willingly to come under the rule and the reign of Jesus Christ as King and Lord. This is a biblical definition or description of true repentance. That's how a person enters into the kingdom.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.